Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest has an incredible story about how he got into coaching. And now he's recently started a new job. Join us now is Kevin Figsby, the interim commissioner of the Quebec AAA Junior Hockey League. Kevin, welcome to the show and congratulations on the new role.
Thanks very much, Gino. Pleasure to be on with you.
How did this come about, and how are you enjoying the new gig, even though you've just only been there for about a month or so right now?
Well, it came about, I was governor for one of the teams, and we had a change in leadership, and there was a discussion around the table, and someone thought that I would be the ideal candidate for the position, and there was a nomination and a unanimous vote, and I accepted to take on the role from an interim basis, and after a week, I was approached by the same group of owners and asked if I would consider becoming a full-time commissioner. So we're just going through that process right now.
Since June of 2019, you had been the president and governor of the West Island Shamrocks of the QJAAAHL. The Board of Governors thanked the owner of the Shamrocks, Mr. Patrick McDonald, for allowing you to accept this opportunity. What are the similarities and differences between these two types of roles?
Well, a lot of the similarities are in the fact that the governors are the ones that kind of set the direction for the league. So being a governor, I knew where we were looking to go with the league, what we wanted to do in terms of enhancements for the league. So having been at the table and having a voice at the table and, being part of the conversation allowed people to understand what my perspective on the game was. And, from that perspective, it was just the opportunity to carry that voice forward and add a little bit more from a leadership perspective. So it doesn't really change a lot. We've got a really solid group of owners here in Quebec, and they all have the same goal and the same vision now. And that's been about a year of work that we've done as a group. So to take on the leadership part of that is something that I was really looking forward to as a challenge, but at the same time, a great opportunity to move the game and the league here in Quebec forward.
You got a great story on how really it all began for you. For 15 years, you were the head coach of the University of Concordia Stingers in Canadian University at U Sports. Before we talk about your time in Concordia, though, I want to ask you how you got into coaching, and I understand it's related to a snowstorm. Explain.
Well, I was put myself through university driving a Zamboni on weekends, and I was actually playing in what was the old CIAU at the time. Yep. At Bishop's University, and I had a job 2 days a week in the rink at Bishop's, and then when we had home games on a weekend, we usually played a Friday or Sunday. So after Friday night games at Bishop's, I'd get in my car, drive back to Montreal, and I'd work a full day on Saturday from 6 in the morning till midnight, and then I'd get back in my car and drive back so I didn't miss Sunday's game. And one of the weekends I came in on the Friday night after the game and fell asleep in the back room in the compressor room at the arena. And I heard a knock on the door. I had always left the front door open, so when the kids got there in the morning and the coaches got there, the ice was ready for them. So I'm in the back room and I hear a little knock, and I go outside and there's five little guys standing there. It was a major snowstorm in Montreal, and no coaches showed up, and they were on the ice. Their moms and dads had dropped them off with their skates on, took off the skate guards, and they were on the ice, and they didn't have any pucks. So I threw a couple of pucks on the ice for them, and about 5-10 minutes later, I went out to see how they were doing, and they were all just kind of standing around. So I had my skates with me. I put my skates on. I went out in the ice and just organized some low-area games, just like most kids are doing now with 3-on-3 cross ice. And I got the kids involved, and they were laughing and having fun. And the next week, the coach asked me if I'd come out in the ice and show them what I had done the week before, because the kids had so much fun. The following year, when I graduated from Bishop's, I got a call and was asked if I'd consider coaching what was a new franchise in the Montreal Junior League. And I took that on as a challenge for 3 years, and that's how my coaching career started.
That is just pure gold. That is the ultimate in Canadiana. So I'm in back right now, getting ready to drive the Zamboni, and now I'm coaching. That's awesome. You also had a different role, too. I want you to tell me about this. For a while, you were the director of hockey program delivery with Hockey Canada. What was that role all about?
That was a great opportunity for me. I mean, working with Hockey Canada is kind of is the pinnacle of anybody's career. If if you're involved in the in our sport here in the country. And, you know, I had the great opportunity to go out there and work with the people at Hockey Canada, work with the branches across the country, developing some of our programs, our on-ice stuff, working a lot with what was called the Mono Minor Hockey Association program, which was enhancing the administration efforts of minor hockey associations and creating succession planning so that in the event that, you know, people at the leadership level would leave an association, the association wouldn't get left behind. There'd be people coming in to sort of succeed the group that was there before them. So there was that. There was a great opportunity to work and do a lot of stuff with the IIHF at their development camps over in Virumäki, Finland. And just the opportunity to work with our branches across the country was a tremendous eye-opening for me. You know, I'd been at the CIS level in both a coaching and an administrative perspective. But to see how our game actually operates across the country and to see all the volunteers and what goes in and have the opportunity to meet those people, share stories with them, and actually roll up the sleeves and work with them was probably one of the highlights of my career.
It's unbelievable. This journey you just described to us is crazy, and it's the ultimate in Canadiana. Congratulations, Kevin, on all you've done. Good luck to you down the road, and we appreciate you talking to us.
Thanks very much, Gino. It's been a pleasure.
What a story. That was Quebec AAA Junior Hockey League Interim Commissioner Kevin Figsby, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.